Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. So I got a question for you. Do you know how much money the President of the United States makes? A lot of people don't realize, but the President is technically a federal employee and has an annual salary, which is right now currently $400,000 a year. Not bad for sure, but I'm sure you all remember how President Trump opted for a single dollar salary. But unfortunately, that's the exception. The norm for presidents goes way beyond their annual salary. Somehow, some way, they always end up leaving office with net worths in the tens of millions. As you know, President Biden is under the microscope right now for how he's getting rich. And an impeachment inquiry is getting stronger with more evidence day by day. Ross Gibbons, our political financial corruption expert, joins me today to dive deeper on this phenomenon and help you understand what to make of this. So, Ross, first of all, welcome back. Always great to see you, my friend.
Thanks. Same to you, Dr. Steve.
Dude, we had like the coolest time at Mar-a-Lago. That was just...
We did. Yeah.
You know, I mean, just it doesn't get better than that. So we're going to have to let everybody in. I haven't told too many people about that yet, but we'll have to let them in on that some
good
point.
Good times for sure. Lots of Patriots.
Lots of Patriots. So let's start off. You've been doing some research into U.S. presidents, specifically their wealth before they took office and their wealth after they took office. Tell us what you found.
Well, every sitting president, at least for the last 50 years, that's who we have good data on, has gotten richer after taking office, all except for one. Donald J. Trump is the only president in modern history, perhaps ever, whose net worth has actually gone down after serving as president, which I find kind of ironic since the Democrats spent 4 years trying to prove just how corrupt he was.
It is ironic, isn't it? Did you do a comparison at all between Democrats and Republicans, or is this more uniparty? Does one party tend to profit more from the office of the
other? I was hoping you'd ask this, Dr. Steve. In fact, I did. This one's probably not going to shock you either, but Democratic presidents by far, not by a little, by a landslide, made far more money from the presidency. Wasn't even close. So you take Reagan, for example. He was an actor. He's worth around $10.5 million before he takes office. After two terms, his net worth was $15.5 million. Right, so he got richer, but not much. No. George W., he went from $20 million to $40 million. Well, take Bill Clinton. He and Hillary were worth $1.3 million when he became president. That skyrocketed to $241 million after he was president. That is an 18,000% increase. Obama was another one. He was worth just right over a million when he took office. And today, estimates are his net worth around $70 million.
Wow. Wow. But somehow nobody does it like the Clintons, man. That is some evil genius right there. Let's talk about the elephant in the room. What about Sleepy Joe Biden? We've got the House passing an impeachment inquiry related to Hunter's overseas business dealings and some suspicious financial activity on Joe's part. We've seen a few indictments tossed Hunter's way. So what's happened to Biden's wealth while in office?
Well, this one's a little bit tougher to answer simply because he's still the sitting president. He's still in the White House. So based on what has been reported publicly, here's the numbers. Most of his wealth, at least right now, is tied up in real estate. This guy who, by the way, once proclaimed himself the poorest member of Senate, has a 6,850 square foot house in Wilmington. That's worth a few million bucks. He's got a 4,800 square foot summer home in Rehoboth Beach worth about $4.5 million. But the big year, if you look at 2017, Steve, that's the year he left the vice presidency. Biden made $11.1 million. Now, this 1 year, when he did not have a job, earned more than he made in 36 years as a senator, in 8 years as vice president combined. Okay, so that's the trend I'm seeing here and why we likely don't have numbers on them. The big jump in wealth from these presidents, especially on the Democrat side, always comes right after their presidency. So the minute they leave office, all these backdoor deals they've negotiated during their term, all these sweetheart agreements, they all hit. They get this huge windfall of cash. I mean, look, you know, Biden made $11 million after serving as vice president, okay? That's the easiest job in the world. You shake hands, you kiss babies, you do all the boring stuff the president doesn't want to do. I mean, a hyena could do it. In fact, a hyena is doing it. So, you know, that's vice president. Can you imagine how much money he's going to make after he gets voted out next year?
Oh,
you know, when Biden took office this time, he reported a net worth of $8 million. You watch, mark my word, he'll be worth $100 million in 5-10 years max.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is pretty insane. I mean, you've been studying corruption like this for ages. As a matter of fact, you're going to have a workshop on actually how patriots could tap into these practices, but ironically, ethically, so to be able to benefit faith, family, and freedom. We'll talk about that in a second. But, you know, I mean, it's not like these ex-presidents are running companies or going back to work. Obviously, with the exception of President Trump.
No,
I mean, this seems pretty obviously corrupt, no?
Exactly. And the question I always ask myself, you know, I'm a follow the money guy. It's how we've picked these stocks that are being bought by politicians and insiders to make a lot of money. But here's what I ask myself. What value does this person offer, right? What does a senile former vice president who spent his entire life in politics, has zero experience in the private sector, what does he have to contribute that is worth $11 million a year? Right. And that's just the $11 million we know about.
Right.
You know,
right.
The answer is nothing except for influence and favor. Right? What skill does Hunter Biden possess that is worth millions of dollars to Ukrainian energy companies other than how to find crack cocaine and hookers? I'll tell you what his skill is, Steve, is getting his daddy to send $200 billion to the country when he takes office. That's his skill. That's what they were paying him for.
Right.
And there's really no other answer. And I hope all this comes, you know, comes to the surface during these impeachment hearings.
Yeah.
But we can hope.
Well, I guess what makes it difficult, though, is this goes way beyond the presidency. Obviously, you got people like Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. She went from having a professor's net worth, a couple of $100,000, to now over $70 million in just two Senate terms. I mean, this is widespread across both houses of Congress. How does this happen? I mean, again, you study this stuff. How does this happen?
Well, members of Congress, you know, like you said, they have a long history of using their positions to get rich. It's no different. They just do it in a different manner. So the main way they get rich is through stock trading. So they take advantage of the information they have access to and use that to make well-timed trades in the stock market, often pocketing millions on these big moves. So to give you a couple of examples from politicians most people haven't heard of and trades that are totally not reported, you take Representative Blumenauer. He was buying defense stocks the day Russia invaded Ukraine. He's made a fortune on those. Wow. Catherine Clark, she bought this little company called HoloLogic, bought stock in it 1 week before the company was awarded a huge multi-million dollar COVID-19 testing contract. You might think, well, maybe it's a coincidence, Ross. Well, it might be if she wasn't literally on the committee that awarded that funding, Dr. Steve, you know? I mean, Pelosi's an easy one. I don't even need, I mean, she's made $140 million making trades like this when she's in office. But as you and I have talked about before, as I share with some of your readers, this is all public information.
Right.
You know,
we
can see what stocks these politicians are buying, and we can make the same trades ourselves. We can do the same thing with corporate insiders. You think politicians have good information? Think about what the CEO, the chief financial officer, members of the board, other top executives, what they know. Right. Because they're required to report their trades basically in real time when they're buying their own stock. So we can see, hey, these 6 or 7 top executives at this big company are suddenly going in $500,000, $2 million, $3 million apiece in their own stock with their own money completely out of nowhere. When that happens, not always, but a lot of the time, they know something that is about to make that stock skyrocket. So all we do is track this information. Again, it's available to us in near real time, and we buy these stocks when these big opportunities pop up. The strategy, the way I've been doing it, at least, we've never had a losing year since 2017. We've recommended stocks to our members that have risen as much as 1,900%, just following this easy to find public information to get yourself those same inside tips, just following these insiders. So it's really, really simple. Most people just don't know that you can do it, or
right.
obviously no how.
Well, that's what I love about what you do. So you're teaching people how to do
right.
this. You've done a number of training events for our Turley Talkers in the past, showing them how to find this information, how to use it to make money for themselves. I just think it's so cool. Nobody here is getting bribed, obviously. So maybe if you've got $200 million to send to a foreign country. But other than that, we're generally just doing it as a wonderfully effective strategy to make some money off the stock market. Your sessions are also always extremely popular. We continue to get such amazing and great feedback from people that attend. You are doing another one, I believe, this Thursday at 3 p.m., correct?
Yep. This Thursday, December 21st, 3 o'clock Eastern. Like the others, it is online. It is completely free. We don't charge a dime. Anyone can attend. All you've got to do is register. I believe you're going to put a link below this video. Click that link, put in your email. In fact, this time we are sending our most recent stock pick for free with all of our research typically reserved for members to everyone who registers. So even if you cannot attend this live, I encourage you register, get that information. I think the stock could make you a great deal of money.
It's awesome. And you, I think you'd be able to, we generally record the sessions. I'm there, gang. I love what Ross does and I believe in it. So I'm right there with you. And you'll be, even if you can't make it at 3 p.m. Eastern on Thursday, you can watch it later on. It's so good. And watch it again and again, because there's so much information that he gives. Give us a sense of what you would be covering in that webinar, maybe at the aerial view. What can people expect?
Yeah, so big picture, look, what we show people is what I believe to be the easiest, most consistent way to make money in the market. Now, the idea is very simple. You follow the money. You watch for when the CEO, the CFO, the vice presidents, the board members, these top in-the-know executives are buying their company stock. It is a way to get free stock tips from the people inside the company, the ones that have access to that private, non-public information that can lead to these huge moves in the stock price. Now, listen, if it's good enough for the House of Representatives, if it's good enough for Congress, if it's good enough for former presidents, if they've made this much money, I assure you, you can do the same thing. I've been doing this publicly as a service, tracked since 2017. And like I said before, we've never had a losing year. Anyone who followed these recommendations that we put out over the last 6 years would have had a total return of around 1,200% in their portfolio. And again, that's just buying stocks, just following these insiders. And I know your wife, I've been sending you research to her as well. I know she's been trading some of these. Love to hear. I hope she's doing very well with it. But we're excited to share. And Turley Talkers have always been a great audience for us that seem to be very receptive of it. So we're excited to do it again for your viewers.
Yeah, again, this is great. Again, it's better than just, just throwing your money against the wall and seeing what sticks in the stock market. This is a really awesome strategy that members of Congress are bribed with, basically. And we get to do it in a way that's perfectly ethical and the like. If you got some cash, you want to see it grow in the next year, be sure to click on that link below. Register for this amazing free training that Ross puts on. Again, do not wait. Ross's free trainings do tend to sell out, as it were. They get filled up. I think we've got a limit of 1,000.
We do. I should have mentioned that. Right. It is totally free, but the software we use, because we're going to share the screen and show you this stuff, does cap out at 1,000 attendees. That's why I tell people, go ahead and register, log in, hold that spot, because we always fill up. And sometimes we've had to do a second one because
on Saturdays. Room. Yeah, exactly. Because of the overflow. Yeah. Gang, right. Definitely click on the link below. Thursday, December 21st, 3 p.m. I'll be there. So join me and sit under Ross's amazing teaching. This is going to blow your mind in terms of this strategy of how to approach a stock market to make some really big gains. Don't wait again. Don't wait. Click on that link below, sign up, register, and I'll see you Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern. Thank you so much, Ross. It's always great chatting with you.
My pleasure. Keep doing God's work.
You too, man.